Blog Talk Radio.
Make my way back home.
victim out in faith, and I displayed a lot of grace. When God had came, I got saved, but nowadays I'm not as bold. That my sin nature controlling me like dictators. I used to be like Cincinnati, my flesh it was Xavier. I fight the flesh inside the text written by him, Savior. His words were comforting, I scrub it in like big paper. But now if you see my face, you might get all frowns. I'm lifeless, my white lips, the light switches off now. More words than I've ever tell, crush beyond your recognition. I can't feel like you said in braille, I walk around with less conviction. P.S. directions and tell where I'm heading. Heaven is it, since we let the text prevail, it says a sinner's repetition. I reap the harvest of death, so right there's the point.
Thank you. defunct church. The church was so raided, many were taken into captivity.
Locked in a prison cell, time of day he couldn't tell. Darkness overtook his sight, people crying left and right. This ain't right, what he said, waiting on the officer to take him off. Into the room across the way, interrogation's taking place. Should have seen the look on his face, he was nervous, but his purpose was to stand firm in his faith. Then all of a sudden he paused, and a proposition was given. Either we could give you position, or you could die for religion. Decision.
But if I mention that, I want a call to say I miss you. But will you miss me back? That's an issue. No time for the tissue. I hop on this plane. You say I never call. I'm thinking the same thing. Pointing fingers at each other to avoid the blame. I'm ashamed because you flamed out. Put your pain out on me and treated me like I could just be thrown away. Someone asked me once if I knew you. I looked down and smiled and replied, yeah, I used to. Hurt people, and if I hurt you, that just means that I'm hurt too. How we work through the past, you rehearse the worst views of the past. If you choose to make it last, then it will. Reconciliation is hard to grasp, to forgive. It means dying to yourself so that we can live. Look, I'm a wreck, I confess, I just keep a blame. I wreck a relationship with my debt to shame. So my homies rise, say God bring a change. And all the others that I couldn't name, I want to say that I'm mistaken.
I come out of love.
God's friend.
Lost some friends, a Lucifer's trap. I wanted a bag, but the damage is done. Wanted a bag, but the damage is done. Yeah.
I'm not reaching with that statement. So my blood hits the pavement. To the people you enslaved, receive the gospel and all the greatness. I can't fake this, what my faith is. Will that make you believe? I'ma give you a piece of me. I'm in pieces, piece of me. Yeah.
Welcome to Pieces.
Titled Our Forgiveness in Jesus. So offering forgiveness to others is one of the most difficult and important aspects of the Christian and Messianic life. See, the Bible clearly commands us to forgive others. God longs us to fashion into his likeness that we might model the love we've been shown to a world with no concept of mercy. He longs for us to offer grace and forgiveness to the undeserving as we have been offered grace and forgiveness when we are undeserving. May you be filled with courage and boldness to offer forgiveness to those in desperate need of grace. And may God's love shine through you as you enter your calling as a minister of reconciliation. So before we can live a lifestyle of forgiveness, we must discover the depth of forgiveness we have reached in Jesus. You see, God's love is the foundation for our own love. His forgiveness is the foundation for our own forgiveness. To love in greater depth, we must continuously reflect on the nature of our own sin and God's overwhelming mercy. In Luke chapter 7, verses 44-47, Jesus reveals an important spiritual principle about forgiveness, sacrifice, and love. A simple woman has just come and ministered to Jesus, cleaning his feet with her own tears, hair, and alabaster ointment. When Simon and the Pharisees saw the incredible act of love, he judged the woman and Jesus in his heart. Knowing Simon's thought, Jesus said to him, "Do you see this woman? I enter your house, you give me no water for my feet. But she has wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You gave me no kiss, but from the time I came in, she has not ceased to kiss my feet. You do not anoint my head with oil, but she anointed my feet with ointment. Therefore, I tell you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she has loved much, but he who has forgiven little loves little." So he has forgiven little, loves little. Allow Jesus' words to settle into your heart for a minute. God turns our greatest sins into the greatest triumphs. He takes our greatest transgressions, offers us mercy for them all, and transforms them into a life-giving rivers of love and forgiveness. So until you and I understand the depths into which we are enslaved to sin, we will never love to our greatest potential. Until we understand how vast the chasm was to separate us from God and compare it to our new position seated with Christ in the heavenly places, we will never forgive others to the depth God calls us to. So while we were by nature wholly unworthy, God called out from the darkness and brought us into the light. While we were unable to pursue righteousness, God saved us and gave us a new identity as his sons and daughters made righteous and pure. Before the forgiveness offered you through Christ, you had no access to a true relationship with your Heavenly Father. You had no access to the fruit of the Spirit. You had no way to know and experience the depths of God's love. Your life was rooted in destruction with no way out. Yet God saw fit to forgive every transgression you have ever committed and will commit. The Father so longed for your restoration to him that he paid the highest price of Jesus' death. So take time today to truly reflect on the depravity to which you once belonged and the new nature, portion, and depth of relation available to you by forgiveness of God. Allow the Lord to forgive any present failures that are robbing you of abundant life. Jesus died to give you. And allow the Spirit to fill you with compassion and mercy for others that you might forgive them in response to the forgiveness you have received. So firstly, meditate on your life before salvation and your life after salvation. Allow God's Word to paint a picture of just how powerful and merciful God's forgiveness is. Isaiah chapter 59, verse 1 and 2. "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that I cannot save, or his ear dull that I cannot hear. But iniquities have made separation between you and your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he does not hear." Romans chapter 6, verse 23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3-4, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as clothed us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him." So what sin would the Lord have you confess today? Where do you need forgiveness? And thirdly, ask the Holy Spirit to fill you with compassion for others today. Ask Him to make you quick to forgive, considering the forgiveness you have been shown. Ask Him to help you keep no record of wrongs so that you can love others with His love. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. When Peter came up and said to him, Lord, how often my brother sinned against me, I forgive him. As many as seven times, Jesus said to him, I do not say to you seven times, but 70 times seven. That's Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 to 22. May Psalms 103, verses 10 to 14, fill you with love for your Heavenly Father and compassion for others today. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is the steadfast love towards those who fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does He remove our transgressions from us. As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear Him. For He knows our frame, He remembers that we are dust. I highly suggest that you read Luke chapter 7, that'll bring this devotional more into light. Amen. Now, let us get to the most important question of all. And that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because you will get a chance to in just a few moments. But let me ask you, are you tired of living a life the way you are, never knowing what its way is up or down? Okay, your days are confused. Okay, maybe you feel you're not a success. Maybe you suffer from depression, okay, or anxiety, and you're lost and needs to be found. Well, look no further, because Jesus Christ is the answer to you being lost. Because when he finds you, okay, and you accept Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, your life turns around a whole 360, okay? Maybe you suffer from an addiction as to alcohol or drugs or sexual immorality or gambling or overeating, internet, gaming, whatever it may be. God, the Lord Jesus Christ, can take it away. But in order for Him to do so, guess what, folks? He's got to know you. So I ask you, okay, are you ready to accept the Lord Jesus Christ tonight as your Lord and Savior? If so, simply pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you just said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry want to welcome you into the family of the Lord. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may He highly keep you highly favored. Amen. Well, let's play some more music here. Wait a minute. We've got a caller that called in. Let me just take this caller and see what he has to say. Oh, hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Kenny.
Hello, Pastor Kent. How you doing?
I am listening to your show, and it is good.
Well, thank you.
Like, how are you, Kenny?
I am blessed and highly favored. Thanks for asking.
I am moved today by your show.
Well, thank you. I hope it's in a positive way.
Yes, my son. It is truly holy of Yahweh, Yeshua, Abba, Elohim. It is a godly message, my son.
Well, thank you. Amen to that. So how have you been? You been okay?
Yes. I had my own show and I am taking a hiatus for now.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope you're back on the air soon because I listened to your show when you're on. And you do got a good show, I got to say that, when you're on. And I wish you the best in all your endeavors for the Lord.
And I wish you the same, my son. May I request a song?
Yes, you can.
Well, Rivers of Babylon by Boney M., if you have it.
Oh, yes, I do happen to have that. Would you like to hear Rivers of Babylon by Boney
yes,
M.?
Yes, my son.
Okay. Let me see which one is. I've got it right here. I'll play it for you right now, Pastor Kent. Sit back and listen. And enjoy. got some more callers, so I'll take them while I got a chance. Okay, here we go. Oh, hello, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air. Okay, let me bring on a guest that hasn't pushed the one key. Okay, he's a good brother of mine. His name is Don. I'm gonna bring him on to see what he has to say. Hello, Don. How you doing, my brother?
Shalom. How you doing, brother?
I'm blessed and highly favored. I hope you like the message.
Is Kent still on, brother?
Yeah, he's still on.
Yeah, he said he was going to call in and he wanted to make amends. Can you bring him back on?
Yeah, I can bring him back on. Sure can.
Oh,
I'll bring him on right now. Pastor Kent, is that you? You there?
Hello.
Hello.
Kenny.
Hello.
Shalom, Kent. How you doing, brother?
Hello, Donnie.
How you doing, Kent?
I am blessed and highly favored, my sons.
Amen to that.
So, Kent, I heard you were going back to get another doctorate. Is that true, brother?
That is correct. I am recently studying for theology part 2.
Oh, okay. How many doctors does he have now? He's got to have like 5, brother.
That would make it 5. And then I will go after a 6th and 7th and be the smartest pastor in Blog Talk Radio history.
Amen to that. Okay. Well, I wish you the best on that. I've only got 2 doctorates. Okay, and if I can't go to school anymore. So if
Kenneth,
I could, I would, but I can't since I'm disabled
Kenneth,
now.
I think that you should have a night where Kent comes on and does a little bit of preaching or something. That'd be pretty cool, man. Bring the band back together, brother.
Well, I thought about that.
Because Kent don't have a show no more, man. It's sad.
Well, how do you feel about that, Pastor Kent? Would you consider doing a show with me?
It would be an honor for me to once again graze the airwaves with our knowledge.
Oh,
yes. I think it would be a good show. Okay. I'll get up with Tony on that, and we'll talk about a time when we can bring you on and you can be our special co-host for the night, Pastor, and you can give a sermon on our GRM.
Why don't you tell me now if you want me to be on your show and what time and what day?
I think you got to run it past his boss first, though. You got to run it past the boss, man.
It's not my boss, it's my partner. Okay?
It's a very thin line.
Yeah.
That is being a little bitch. Don't do it, Kenny. Be a man. Don't listen to Tony F. He is
no,
your
well,
bitch.
No.
Don't
be
his bitch.
You realize I'm listening to the show, right?
And yeah, I am sticking up for Kenny.
He's
because
part
I'm
of the,
tired
part of, the show.
Of you
okay?
beating him.
So, you know, so Patrick Kent, it's not about me being a little bee, as you call it, okay? It's about getting together with Tony, okay, and finding a time when we can work you in to do a thing. Like maybe next Tuesday night, okay, would be good. What do you think about that, Pastor Kent?
Okay. I will do it Tuesday night. You have my word. Do I have yours?
Yeah, you got my word. We'll get back. We'll bring back the band together. Okay. And see how it goes.
Oh yeah, this is beautiful.
If it goes great, we can do it again.
God bless you, Kent. Oh, this is beautiful. I'm getting emotional.
It is a wonderful day. Abba.
Kent.
Elohim. Yahweh. Yeshua. Agape. Love is in the air.
Yes, it is. And you know, I mean, through all the things that we've gone through in the past, Pastor Kent, I want to tell you that I do love you as a brother, okay? All right? And I hope you feel the same about me.
Kenny, I love you in a non-sexual way.
Well, that is good. That's called agape
that
love.
That is agape love.
Yes. Amen.
I'm proud of you, Kenny. I got to say, I'm proud of you, brother. You're letting bygones be bygones. It's very godly of you, man. Very godly.
Amen. Amen.
I think it's the Lord.
Okay,
I think it's the Lord's will.
I'm all about letting the past be the past. Okay?
Amen, brother. Amen.
That is what I am about sometimes.
Okay. Well, okay, I'm gonna bring Tony up on. He's going to do the Bible reading. So sit back and listen and enjoy, okay, to the Bible reading tonight. Okay, it's going to be coming from Numbers.
And mute them all.
Okay, so here we go. Here you go.
And here we go again. And bless some of those of you who are listening who wonder why Ken has to run things past me. I'll tell you why. Because I pay for half of this show. We are 50-50 partners in it, and we make the decisions together. Just like right now, there's some of you that are out there who I've said would never be on this show again, and there you are. You're on. Ken has convinced me that how can I spread the word if I don't live by it? So I have let bygones be bygones, and we're going to see what happens. But I guarantee you, the first slip-up, and y'all are off again. This I promise. So mind your P's and Q's, and we can continue with business, the business of spreading the word and sharing the word.
Amen.
But dwell in the darkness, and I'll turn off your lights, dears. Tonight we're going to read from Numbers 15 through 23. Now on the day that the tabernacle was raised up, the cloud covered the tabernacle, the tent of the testimony, from evening until morning. It was above the tabernacle like the appearance of fire. So it was always the cloud covered it by day and the appearance of fire by night. Whenever the cloud was taken up from above the tabernacle, after that the children of Israel would journey, and in the place where the cloud settled, there the children of Israel would pitch their tents. At the command of the Lord, the children of Israel would journey, and at the command of the Lord, they would camp. As long as the cloud stayed above the tabernacle, they remained encamped. Even when the cloud continued long, many days above the tabernacle, The children of Israel kept the charge of the Lord and did not journey. So it was, when the cloud was above the tabernacle a few days, according to the command of the Lord, they would remain encamped, and according to the command of the Lord, they would journey. So it was, when the cloud remained only from evening until morning, when the cloud was taken up in the morning, then they would journey, whether by day or by night. Whenever the cloud was taken up, they would journey. Whether it was 2 days, a month, or a year that the camp remained above the tabernacle, the children of Israel would remain encamped and not journey. But when it was taken up, they would journey. At the command of the Lord, they remained in camp, and at the command of the Lord, they journeyed. They kept the charge of the Lord at the command of the Lord by the hand of Moses. Now it came to pass on the 12th day of the second month in the second year that the cloud was taken up from above the tabernacle of the testimony, and the children of Israel set out from the wilderness of Sinai on their journeys. Then the cloud settled down in the wilderness of Paran. So they started out for the first time according to the command of the Lord by the hand of Moses. The standard of the camp of the children of Judea set out first according to their armies. Over their army was Nahshon, the son of Aminadab. Over the army of the tribe of Issachar was Nethanel, the son of Zuar. And over the army of the tribe of Zebulun was Eliab, the son of Helon. When the tabernacle... Sorry about that. I got a little ahead of myself. When the tabernacle was taken down and the sons of Gershon and the sons of Merari set out, carrying the tabernacle, and the standard of the camp of Reuben set out according to their armies, over their army was Elzur, the son of Shedor. Over the army of the tribe of the children of Siam was Shelumiel, the son of Zurishaddai. And over the army of the tribe of the children of God was Isaphath, the son of Duel. Then the Kohathites set out, carrying the holy things. The tabernacle would be prepared for their arrival. And the standard of the camp of the children of Ephraim set out according to their armies. Over their army was Elishma, the son of Imahad. Over the army of the tribe of the children of Maaseiah was Gamarel, the son of Pizur. And over the army of the tribe of the children of Benjamin was Edavon, the son of Gideoni. When the standard of the camp of the children of Dan, the rear guard of all the camps, set out according to their armies. Over their army was Azir, the son of Amashadi. Over the army of the tribe of Ashar was Phagal, the son of Akron, and over the army of the tribe of children was Nephtali, who was Ahira, the son of Enon. Thus was the order of the march of the children of Israel according to their armies when they began their journey. Now Moses said to Hobab, the son of Reuel and Midianite, Moses' father-in-law, "We are setting out for the place of which the Lord said, 'I will give it to you.' Come with us and we will treat you well, for the Lord has promised good things to Israel." And he said to him, "I will not go, but I will depart to my own land and to my relatives." So Moses said, "Please do not leave, inasmuch as you know how we are to camp in the wilderness, and you can be our eyes. And it shall be, if you go with us indeed, it shall be whatever good the Lord will do to us, the same we will do to you." So they departed from the mountain of the Lord on a journey of 3 days, and the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord went before them for the 3 days. The journey to search out a resting place for them, and the cloud of the Lord was above them by day when they went out from the camp. So it was, whenever the ark was set out, that Moses said, "Rise up, O Lord, let your enemies be scattered, and let those who hate you flee before you." And then it rested. And when it rested, he said, "Return, O Lord, to the many thousands of Israel." Numbers 9:15, 23. 10, 11 through 36. I'm going to go with Psalms now, 28, 1 and 2. "To you I will cry, O Lord, my rock. Do not be silent to me, lest if you are silent to me, I will become like those who go down to the pit. Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry to you, when I lift up my hand towards your holy sanctuary." And as usual, you guys will end it up with something from Proverbs, just something for you all to think about, especially this evening. The tongue of the righteous is choice silver. The heart of the wicked is worth little. Proverbs 10:20. Thank you guys for letting me back into your world, for letting me share the Bible the way it was written, the way it was meant to be shared.
Amen. And I've got to say, you read that with such passion. Yes. You got to have passion when you read the Bible. It's too hard.
It stayed in there too, way too long.
Oh, well. Okay, let's get back into talking a bit. Okay. Okay, let me bring back on Don, and I bring on back Pastor Kent. Okay, and we can talk about Tuesday night. Okay. Pastor Kent.
Yes, Kenny. I would
okay.
like to say that the path of the righteous man is blessed on all sides, by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of the evil men. Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I slay my vengeance upon thee.
Amen.
The Father.
Amen.
Elohim. Yahweh. Yeshua. Thank you.
So,
makes sense. So
Pastor Kent, see, Tuesday night, this is my plan. Okay? We're going to start up with some music, okay? Some praise and worship music. And then I'm going to turn it over to you after the music gets done, and you can give a sermon.
Oh.
That would be very, 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 very good.
Okay. And then we'll bring Tony on for a Bible reading. So you got to keep your sermon. Because you got to remember, I no longer do two-hour shows. I want to do 90-minute shows. So you got to keep your sermon to about 30 minutes. Okay?
Well, my sermon will be brief, but impactful and informative and inquisitive and evangelical and prosperous.
Amen. Amen. That's what it's all about. Okay. So will you be joining us, Don, Tuesday night?
Yeah, brother, I should be able to join. I'm very excited about hearing Kent do his sermon. So yeah, I'm gonna make it a point to clear off the itinerary so I can tune in, brother.
Okay, sounds great. Okay, mm-hmm. So we got plans for Tuesday night. Okay,
but wait a minute, I have one small stipulation.
What's that?
One small stipulation.
Uh-oh.
If he comes on and does a sermon.
Right.
If he uses his correct voice, the voice that he uses on his show, he uses that voice, not this slow, drawn-out, fake voice that he comes on your show with. But the voice I've heard on his show on more than one occasion.
Okay. All right. Pastor Kent, can you agree with that?
Well, Kenny, this is my voice. It is not my fault you have faulty equipment and not LED like mine.
Well, I don't have faulty equipment. I've got a good.
Well, if you know what, if that's the case, if you have equipment, and let him use his own equipment and his own show. He has a show. Why does he have some on yours?
It's no longer happening.
Well,
it has
nothing to do with the sound of his. I mean, of the show. It has nothing to do with how well the show is put out or what sound system is used. That's not the voice he uses because we hear his voice on his show. I've heard his voice on the recordings on YouTube. I've seen his so-called videos. So I know what he sounds like, and I've heard what he sounds like. And this is not what the man sounds like. And if he wants to go on a comical show, not here.
Can I say something?
And we won't do the show.
Kenny,
yes.
You do not have to put up with this.
Well,
remember, Kenny.
Listen, Pastor Cat.
Let me give you an example. When I was living with Madeline and Mary and Charm, even if they paid 50%, 75%, or 100%, it was still my show. Remember this, Kenny. Tony F is the bitch, and you are the man.
Stop.
Cut him off.
Stop.
There he goes.
Stop, Ken.
He is a bitch, Kenny. Bitch,
okay.
Tony.
Good night, Pastor Ken.
Should not tell you what to do.
Good night, Ken.
Good night.
Ken, this is a godly program.
Good night.
Okay?
Yes,
you
Kenny.
Can't talk.
But it hurts me. It hurts me when he treats you like this, Kenny. Understand that we were friends, and he tries to take advantage of you, and I do not condone or oblige by that, my son.
You're still letting this go on.
No, he's not taking advantage of me, but thank you very much, Pastor Kent. We'll consider Tuesday night, okay? We'll consider Tuesday night, okay?
Why is Bert Stable? I don't understand why Bert Stables is acting like this. If the message is godly, it's a godly show, right? If Kent is bringing a godly message to the show, what is wrong with that?
That's right. It doesn't matter how his voice sounds. Okay. To me, if it sounds slower on my end, I apologize for that. Okay, so we're going to continue on with the idea on Tuesday night. He's going to do a sermon, okay?
Oh,
okay,
amen,
so keep
Kenny.
It
amen.
A minute. Okay, all right. Okay, so Tony Epp can come on and do the Bible reading, okay? And everything's going to work out fine.
I will not be involved in Tuesday's show.
Come on now.
I will not. I'm not discussing this on air. I will not be a part of Tuesday's show.
All right. Well,
Kenny, I can do the opening and closing prayer if need be.
As usual.
Well, no, I mean, I think Tony will still do the opening and closing prayer. Okay? You're still going to do the opening.
I'm not discussing what I'm doing with these people that I do not know or have any concerns with. They're saying that I'm attacking them. I'm not attacking them. I only made one small request that he use his own voice. And from there, it's gone to I'm attacking people. I'm not attacking anybody. If his word is godly, let him come and share it. But let him come and share it with the voice God gave him and not tell me that it's the equipment that he's being transmitted over.
Okay.
But Kenny, that
All
is
right.
his real voice.
Why
is DC even in here involved in any of this?
Okay. Well,
this is my friend, man. What's going on? Well, I don't understand why this is a stipulation.
Okay.
This is the reason.
Well, listen. We'll figure this out Tuesday night. Okay? All right?
Kenny, do not let Bert Stable steamroll you.
What am I steamrolling? I'm telling you, it's more than welcome to come on the show and preach Tuesday night and share a sermon as long as he does it.
But it has
own...
to sound a certain way to make you happy.
What?
50-50.
But he has to sound the way you want him to sound, so that's the only way he can come on?
Yeah, I want him to sound like he sounds on his show. I've heard his show. I've seen his videos. That's the voice I want. His real voice.
You cannot handle the real deal.
There you go. See, I mean.
Okay. I've always known Pastor Kent to talk kind of slow. Okay.
But even you said that on his show that he's running right now, if he does not sound anywhere near what he
sounds
like.
Near as slow as
he sounds
on my show.
Exactly.
Right, yeah.
I'm not having this discussion on the show. We need to
okay.
end the show
yeah.
and end it.
Okay, okay. Well, anyway, listen, sit back and relax. Okay, I'm going to do the prophetic message, and then I'll bring Tony on, and we're going to do a closing prayer and play a song to take us out. Okay, so sit back and relax and listen to the prophetic message. Okay, all right. The Father says today, come up higher. 2,000 years ago, I descended into the bowels of the earth, deeper into chaos and despair than you will ever go. In that moment, I preemptively dealt with every darkness you will ever face. There is no need for me to repeal that work. It is done. It is finished. Now I'm calling you up out of the mirror and despair of your circumstances into the place of seated with me. There is nothing more to be done other than that which Calvary accomplished in your behalf. So waiting upon heaven's hand is not necessary, for the finished work is at your disposal. So shake yourself then from the lethargy and despair and the feeling of hopelessness. Things are not hopeless, and the outlook is not bleak. That is a lie of the enemy. Resist him, and he will flee from you. Your path forward begins by making a choice whether you will languish in sorrow and despondency, or you will believe in the good report. There is no need to make the best of things, for I have better and best and highest heart's desire awaiting as your personal outcome when you refuse to be a victim and simply move forward, expecting my word to be true in your life and my promise to hold you up, for as it has for countless thousands for time immemorial. Amen. Well, that goes out to those who are out there who need this word, and you know who you are. Amen. Well, I'll bring back on, okay, John, because it'll be a couple more minutes before, okay, Tony does the closing prayer, okay, because we got 7 minutes left of programming, and I'll bring on back Pastor Kent. Okay. All right. Now, okay, guys. All right. So Tuesday night is the plan. Okay, that you come on and do your sermon, and we'll say it's my equipment. I don't know. I can't tell you that. I know I got a brand new computer. Okay, and you know, things were sounding a little slower than normal. Okay, I don't know why. But. I want you guys to know that, okay, as long as the message is godly, is what matters, okay? Not the sounding of your, okay?
Well, that's, Kenny, I applaud you because really, at the end of the day, none of this stuff matters. All that matters is the word of the Lord, right?
Yes.
And that's what Kent is about. He's a man of the Lord, and he just wants to speak. You know, You know how Kent, you know how Kent sounds, brother. He's a little slower than we are. That's all.
Well, Kenny, the Bible says it. Okay, the woman is supposed to honor the husband, for the husband is the master, and she is to serve her master. You be the master, Kenny. Be the man, my son.
I think he is, Kent. I think Ken is really taking the bull by the horns here, man. I'm proud of him. I'm proud of you, Kenny.
Proud of my brother, Kenny.
Okay. All right. Well, like I said, we got plans for Tuesday night. Okay, let's keep the plans. Okay,
hey, Kenny.
And,
Kenny.
Yeah.
Do you have any other calls, brother?
Well, there are just 111 calls, I tried taking those, and they
banned from the show. Okay, that's fair.
Yeah. Okay, because when I tried to bring them on earlier, all they were doing was echoing. Okay.
Oh, so it's like there was tomfoolery afoot, is what you're saying?
Yeah. Right.
Okay, I understand that. That makes sense, brother. Just wondering. Amen.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I believe Jessica is listening, but he hasn't pressed the one key. Okay, I think that's his number there for Jessica. Okay. But he hasn't pressed the one key to come on, so I think he's just been listening. Okay. Well,
my
anyway.
Son, Jessica, is a good man. And Donnie is a good man. And I'd like to send a hello to my co-host, Johnny, with the long feather.
Amen. Amen. Yes, a shout out to Johnny the long feather. All right. Well, it's getting down to about the 4-minute mark, so I'm going to turn it over to Tony, have to give us a closing prayer, and then I'm going to play a song to take us out.
When demons march among us, we have to be on the watch out. When we leave y'all together tonight, we hope that the Lord looks after you, takes after you, and brings you again to us safely tomorrow evening, same godly time, same godly channel. We hope that you sleep well tonight, knowing that you're loved, you're cared for, and you're needed in this world. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I'm going to play a song that's going to take us out, okay? Okay, and it's by Switchfoot. Here we go.
Bobby Smoke Talk.
Good night. God bless everyone. Hope you enjoyed this, the service tonight. Okay, I hope it was a blessing to you. Okay. And so until we meet again tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Bye-bye, all.